been submitted, we may discharge the witness.
The documents having been submitted to the court, the witness is discharged.
We are now ready to listen to the prosecution for the continuation of the presentation of evidence or witnesses.
Present your next witness.
Your Honor, Mr. President, before that, may we just make a short manifestation on an administrative matter?
Go ahead.
On well, the prosecution manifests that we will not anymore present the witness from the National Statistics Office, namely Ms. Editha Orcilia, because on the pre-marking last 30 January 2012, attended by the defense, a certain Dexter Corpus and the prosecution, Manuelito Luna, the defense has stipulated on the authenticity of the documents. Namely, the birth certificate of Maria Carla Corona, Exhibit 6-tupol S for the prosecution. The birth certificate of Francis Corona, Exhibit 6-tupol T. Marriage certificate of Constantino Castillo III and Maria Carla Corona, Exhibit 6-tupol U. And birth certificate of Maria Charina Corona, 6-tupol V for the prosecutor. So we just want to manifest that, Your Honor.
You have stipulated with the defense on this?
Yes, Your Honor, the defense can confirm it.
All right.
If they wish. A certain Dexter, Attorney Corpus, was present and stipulated as the authenticity of those documents. That's the reason why the prosecution will not anymore present that the witness from the National Statistics Office, Your Honor.
So,
we thank the defense for stipulating.
You offer that at the proper time when you make your offer of evidence.
That's correct. Right. Thank you.
Next witness.
Before we... So now we proceed, Your Honor. We leave Article 2 of the impeachment complaint.
When you say you leave the Article 2, are you through with the presentation of your evidence in chief
Yes, I am about to say that, Your Honor.
On Article 2?
We leave Article 2 with the reservation. Reservation on the foreign currency account, subject of the temporary restraining order issued by the Supreme Court, and also with the reservation earlier on the six accounts, eight accounts from the PSB bank, as testified by the President, because we were required by the Honorable Presiding Officer to submit a memorandum to that effect. So with that reservation...
What memorandum was that? I cannot remember.
This is regarding the testimony, Your Honor, of the President of the PS Bank.
Yes.
Because we wanted to mark as our exhibits the eight accounts produced yesterday by the President of the bank. But we were required, by Your Honor, to submit. And with that reservation, we leave Article 2 and we'll proceed now to Article 3. And we would like to request, Your Honor, that one of the members of the public prosecutors, public prosecutor, Congressman Sherwin Tugna, be recognized.
The name of the lawyer is recognized.
He's a member of the prosecution panel, Your Honor, Congressman Sherwin Tugna.
Thank you, Mr. Presiding Justice. Good afternoon, Your Honors. We will now continue with the presentation of Article 3. And for our next witness, we will call on the Vice President of the Philippine Airlines, Vice President for Sales, Mr. Enrique Javier, Your Honor.
Proceed. Bring the witness in.
Now, to put the record straight, Your Honor, the Honorable Public Prosecutor mentioned our next witness. There is no witness yet.
No,
this is the first witness, Your Honor.
That's correct. That's a lapsus in memoriam.
Yeah, but just so the journal will speak.
If I may, Mr. Presiding Justice, the public prosecutor, Congresswoman Bagao, has already presented a witness for Article 3, and it was Mr. Bob Anduiza. Mr. Presiding Justice.
So his testimony is also in support of impeachment Article 3. That's right. Is that right? You confirm that, Mr. Counsel?
Yes, Mr. Presiding Justice.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So that's settled. Bring the witness in.
Mr. Presiding Justice, if I may.
Yes.
I am calling on Private Prosecutor Attorney Marlon Manuel to conduct the direct examination.
Attorney Marlon Manuel may now proceed to handle his witness. Let the witness take the witness stand and be sworn.
Please raise your right hand, Mr. Witness. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this impeachment proceeding?
Yes, sir.
So help you God.
Your Honor, we offer the testimony of the witness to prove that while the case entitled Flight Attendants and Stewards Association of the Philippines, FASAP, versus Philippine Airlines Incorporated, Patricia Chong, in the Court of Appeals, GR number 178083 was pending before the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Renato Corona and Mrs. Cristina Corona received special privileges, including free plane tickets from Philippine Airlines. The witness will also identify documents covered by the Senate subpoena. May I proceed, Your Honor?
Proceed.
Magandang hapon po, Mr. Javier.
Magandang hapon din naman.
Maaari niyo bang sabihin ang inyong pangalan, edad at tirahan?
Ako po si Enrique Javier, 53 years old, at naninirahan sa Capitolio, Pasig.
Salamat po. Maaari niyo bang sabihin kung ano ang inyong trabaho sa kasalukuyan?
Ako po ang Vice President for Sales ng Philippine Airlines.
Gaano katagal na po kayo Vice President ng Philippine Airlines?
At this juncture, Your Honor, with the kind permission of the Honorable Court. If Your Honor, please.
Yes.
We have a motion to quash the subpoena against this witness, Your Honor, on the humble submission that his testimony will be irrelevant, immaterial, and impertinent to the subject matter of the case, Your Honor.
Why irrelevant and immaterial?
It is not. Your Honor, please, this witness is allegedly being presented in connection with Article 3, Your Honor.
Correct, and that's why I was reading it.
And there is no mention about the alleged plane tickets mentioned in here, Your Honor.
I will read Article 3. Respondent committed culpable violation of the Constitution and or betrayal of public trust by failing to meet and observe the stringent standards under Article 8, Section 7.3 of the Constitution that provides that members of the judiciary must be a person of proven competence, integrity, probity, and independence in allowing, this is the charge, in allowing the Supreme Court to act on mere letters filed by a counsel which caused the issuance of flip-flopping decisions in final and executory cases, semicolon, in creating an excessive entanglement with Mrs. Arroyo through her appointment of his wife to office, semicolon, and in discussing with litigants regarding cases pending before the Supreme Court. Now, counsel, for the prosecution, what's the relevancy and materiality of this witness to this charge?
Yes, Your Honor, the presentation of the testimony of the Vice President of Philippine Airlines that the respondent and his wife receive free travel benefits of special privileges while a case is pending in the Supreme Court, Your Honor, need not be alleged, Your Honor, in the complaint, because, Your Honor, these are mere statements of evidentiary facts which constitutes as the reason for the impartiality of the respondent in favor of Philippine Airlines. Philippine partiality, Your Honor. I submit, Your Honor.
We deny this witness. It is not relevant to Article 3.
Your Honor, if I may, Your Honor.
I just read to you Article 3 of your impeachment. This is the one that is going to be voted upon by the members of this court. There's no allegation in Article 3 that you allege about perquisites or favors.
If I may, Your Honor, just for a minute, Your Honor. Please,
yes.
Please. Your Honor, the charge in Article 3 is that the respondent culpably violated the Constitution and betrayed the public trust because he lacks independence and integrity, Your Honor.
Yes.
And
wait a minute. But
if I may be...
Wait a minute. The court speaks, you stop. You read your article, the way you framed your Article 3. Huh? Yeah, I know that you are a literate person. And it says, you are quoting Section 7, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution that provides that a member of the judiciary must be a person of proven competence, integrity, probity, and independence, and the rest. In that, three allegations. In that, in allowing the Supreme Court to act on mere letters filed by counsel which caused the issuance of flip-flopping decisions in final and executory cases. That's one. In creating an excessive entanglement with Mrs. Arroyo through her appointment of his wife to office,
and in
that's another one. And in discussing with litigants regarding cases pending before the Supreme Court. Now you're expanding the coverage of this article. This court will not allow the expansion of this article, unless you amend it. So order.
Your Honor, just...
What?
If I may be allowed, Your Honor, just to expound on the matter, Your Honor, why we were...
The court has already ruled. You are wasting the time of this court. My God, we have to have some discipline in here. You made allegations and you are going to expand it without the proper charges in your Article 3?
Your Honor, I understand that you have already made a ruling, but if I may, Your Honor, if I may just explain for a minute, Your Honor, why this matter is being sought to be introduced.
Then if you want to introduce that, amend your articles of impeachment.
Your Honor, if I may, Your Honor, the presentation of this testimony is relevant because, Your Honor, it will help establish the partiality of the respondent in favor of Philippine Airlines, Your Honor. I submit, Your Honor.
But you did not allege it here.
Your Honor, if I may, Your Honor, if I may
explain.
Well,
the court has ruled, so... That's it. You take me to the court.
Mr. President, we may now discharge the witness.
The witness is discharged.
May I ask the prosecution for there any other witnesses?